Over the past year and a half, I've been testing out the T-Ring finger tourniquet. As full disclosure, I have absolutely no financial relationship with the company. So I saw the ads for the T-Ring in some of the throwaway journals. I didn't really pay much attention. We already had finger tourniquets in our shop. They look kind of like life preservers or bagels. I think one was green, one is orange. They seem to do the job. Then a friend of mine said, check out these T-Rings. Maybe you'll like them. So I wrote to T-Ring. They sent me a box so I could try them out. A box of T-Rings, that is. So I went through the first box. I had some of my partners use them. And then I had them send me a second box. And I've been working through that one. I've used this on a lot of finger injuries, finger lacerations, finger tip injuries, things where you need a bloodless field. The T-Ring is a one-size-fits-all finger tourniquet. I've used it on toddlers. Now, this is the same size ring. I've used this on toddlers all the way up to 7 footers. I have had one patient whose finger was so enormous, it was bigger than the ring. Couldn't use it on him. But toddlers all the way up to 7 footers. So pretty much your full range of finger size. The ring works so that no matter what the size of the finger, there's going to be a similar amount of pressure applied. Now that's different than the old donut that I'd been using, which seemed to apply more pressure the bigger the finger diameter. I'm going to tell you, when I took that thing off, there was a serious indentation in some of the bigger fingers. Also, if your technique is to roll down the tip of a sterile glove to make a tourniquet at the base of the finger, do you know how much pressure you're exerting on the finger? It's actually a lot, but it's hard to gauge because it's not controlled. And remember, these are fragile structures we're talking about. Anyway, the T-ring, does it do what it says, give hemostasis? Yes. Is it easy to apply? Yes. Is it easy to remove? Yes. Now the big question, will I have my ED purchase these as our go-to finger tourniquet? Oh yes, without question. I love this product because it's simple and it does what it says. Now one thing that I've started doing is gluing finger lacs, which I didn't do before. I am not a fan of skin glue. I just don't feel like I have the control that I do putting in sutures. But on the finger, especially in someone who's going to be using the finger after they leave the ED, bloodless field with a T-ring, do the exploration, irrigation, whatever, make sure there's nothing else going on. Close up the lac with skin glue, and everyone's a winner. So, T-Ring, thumbs up. Financial disclosures, none. I'll be using them. Check them out yourself.